On behalf of our Heavenly Father, I'd like to wish everyone, brother and sister here, had a wonderful Christmas, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
我们的主是从岁首到年终，他的眼目时常的看顾。
Our Lord has watched upon us from the beginning of the year to the end of the season.
刚才王弟兄带我们唱的几首诗歌非常的美妙。
And this hymn we just sang and led by Brother Wang was very beautiful.
尤其是最后两首感恩的诗歌。
Especially the last two.Which were about Thanksgiving.
我觉得我们做神的儿女，到了这样子岁首年终的时候，我们正是要回想他所赐的许许多多的恩典。
I figure that being God's children at the end of this year, we should really begin in counting our blessings.
过去这一年是辉煌的一年。
Last year was a wonderful year.
因为有一节圣经说，亚伯拉罕所信的神。是使无变为有
because the Bible has mentioned that the God that Abraham has worshipped
叫死人复活的神
is the one that will resurrect dead to life.
我们去年这个时候没有这座教堂，但是今天我们在这样一个华丽的舒服的教堂里敬拜神，这是他特别的恩典。
As you can tell, that last year at this time we did not have this wonderful church. Now we have this wonderful temple, that is God's grace to us.
在启印经文中说到，诸天借他的命而造，万象靠他口中的气而成，他说有就有，命立就立，就是应验他的话语。
As in the psalm that we read before, that when God's called upon to have it, to order it, we will have it.
所以我们人在福中，我们应该知福。
So with so much blessings, we should know we are blessed people.
我们领受这么大的恩典之后，我们应该感恩。
So when we receive so much wonderful things, we should be thankful.
我们希望在未来的一年中是大丰收的一年，我们已经预备好了，装备整齐，要为主得人。
So the next year, we should anticipate it's going to be a harvest year, and for God's sake,that will be gain more believers.
在过去很多次的讲道中，我跟诸位提到一个非常重要的题目，就是基督的教会。
In the past few times, I have mentioned about Christ's church.
我觉得上帝创造了两件事情。第一件事情创造了世界，是死无变有。第二件事情是建立的教会，是把他的儿子舍弃，来买赎他自己的教会。
I feel that God has done two things. One is that He created this world. The second is that He created this church.
你可以发现建造教会的工程比创造天地的工程更大。
You realize by now that the way to create a church is much more difficult than create the earth. The
因为创造天地只是靠着他的话，建造教会是把他的儿子牺牲给了我们。
And as you can tell that when He was creating a world, He would order things to be around.But when he created a church, he had to sacrifice his son.
你和我能够在这一个伟大的建造上有份，这是何等的恩典，更是何等的荣耀。
If we can take part of this great building process, that is wonderful mercy and grace to us.
那么我现在讲到的题目是在第一个单元中间叫做教会的职份，一共有四篇信息。
And this is part of my chapter talking about the responsibilities of church, and this is chapter number 3.
我曾经讲过第一篇信息是牧者，就是教会的牧养的人员。
The first chapter talked about the pastor.
第二篇是长老。
Second, elder.
所以今天的题目是教会的职分之三，那个题目上应该掉了两个字，之三就是执事。
So today we're going to talk about the third role of the church, that is the deacons.
一共有四篇，如果主许可，下一篇信息是教会的职分之四，那就是门徒或者是圣徒。
And the next chapter will be the fourth role of the church, which is going to be the disciples.
这四篇信息是包括整个神的教会的这个身体的完全的身体的每一个部分。
These four parts will talk about each and every one important part of this church.
教会的职分之三，执事跟几个月以前我讲到教会的职分之二，长老是一样的道理，是在传统的教会中间很重要的一些人员，神所设立的。Deacons
and elders, as I mentioned before, are rather similar. They are very important. They have very important roles in church.
在传统的教会的体制当中，不管是属哪一个派。 在这个传统的体制当中，执事和长老都是在教会被人尊敬的一个职位。In
the traditional church structure, the elders and deacons are all respected among the church.
因为他们甘愿为福音而献上自己来传扬主的福音。Because
they are all willing to sacrifice themselves in order to spread the word of gospel.
长老或是执事 绝大部分的教会都是完全是义务职，没有任何的酬劳可以领取的。
As you know, most of the times, elders and deacons are volunteers without any kind of reward.
在旧约圣经中间好几次谈到长老，但是在新约圣经中间，在旧约圣经中从来没有一次讲到执事这个名称。
And in the Old Testament, many times we could hear the word elders, but never mentioned the word deacon.
在新约教会里边，执事也是在后来教会建立了很久以后，这个名字才出现出来。But
in the New Testament, it was after church has been built for a while, then the word deacon appeared.
那么教会是在主后33年耶稣从死里复活之后，圣灵降临，教会在地上被建立起来。
You know, church was built 33 years after Jesus Christ resurrected.
那么执事这个名称是到了《使徒行传》21章第8节的时候才出现。
And the word of deacons only appeared in the Acts of chapter 21st.
这是当初福音在耶路撒冷广传的时候受了很大的逼迫，特别是教会人数增多。
It's because the church was growing fast and they were being persecuted and there were many things happening in their church.
到了《使徒行传》第6章，教会人数大到一个程度，他们很难管理，所以为了吃饭的问题就闹纠纷，也是撒旦攻击教会的一个借口。
When you reach the Acts chapter 6, that the church was going so much, there were things that were happening for the sake of actually food and lodging.
主耶稣在地上3年半的时间训练门徒们，教他们怎么样来建造主的教会。
And Jesus Christ taught the disciples how to build churches during his 3.5 years of ministry.
在从死里复活之后，又用了40天的时间，天天向他们讲说神国的事。
And after he was resurrected, he used 44 days to teach them about God's mission.
所以这一批使徒们已经预备好了，承担大任来建造主的教会。
So these 12 disciples were ready to take on to build churches.
当教会遭遇困难的时候，圣灵就感动他们做当做的事情。
So when they encountered difficulties, Holy Spirit would inspire them to overcome the problem.
所以为着一个民族主义，这个教会闹成这么大的纠纷，为了吃饭的问题来破坏神的教会，所以神的灵感动使徒们，建立了第一个执事会在耶路撒冷。Because
of this problem of distribution of food, that these disciples were inspired by the Holy Spirit, they decided to choose deacons.
他们在众门徒当中。 选了7个合格的人员来处理这个饭食和杂物。
They, among all these churchgoers, picked 7 deacons first.
当初这是管理饭食，好像建立一个伙食团一样的，但是事实上，这一个伙食团就对教会的复兴带来了很大的祝福。
But their initial duties was to actually to take care of distribution of food, but then this group of people became the minister of the church.
到了20多年后，使徒保罗 周游世界几次传道旅行，最后一次到了该萨利亚的一座城，住在腓力的家里，这个执事的名称才在圣经里出现。
And 20 some years later, when Paul was traveling around the world spreading gospel, the last time when he traveled to Icaria, he went to a church of members' home. Then, the first time, the word deacon appeared.
因为腓力是当初选的七个执事中间的第二号人物。
Because Philip was the second deacon picked by the church.
苏提缓在被拣选之后就被石头打死了，所以腓力变成第一号人物。
You know, the first deacon picked was called Stephen, and he was stoned to death.
保罗在腓力的家中要回到耶路撒冷，有一位先知告诉他说：“你不要回去，因为这个腰带的主人要被捉拿起来，因为他把他的腰带捆到他自己的身上，把保罗的腰带捆到他的身上。”
And when Paul was at Philip's home, he was trying to return to Jerusalem. He was told that he should not do so because he was putting on the belt of that.
保罗讲了一句非常感人肺腑的话。
Paul then said a very touchy word.
他说：“不要说是被捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷，我也是愿意。”
He said, "Not only worry about being tied up here, but if I would die in Jerusalem, it's worth it."
所以保罗是一个很有使命感的人，他早已把生死置之度外，为了要传扬主的福音。
So you can tell that Paul is so dedicated; he is ready to die for the mission of God.
所以在那个时候，执事的名称才出现，知道当初这七个人就是教会的第一个执事。
At that time, the word deacon appeared. That's how the seven deacons were picked.
执事是主赐给教会一个非常非常重要的恩赐。
Deacons is a blessing that given by God to the church.
无论你的教会是采什么体制，可能你的教会没有牧师，可能你的教会没有安立过长老，但是没有一个教会没有执事。
No matter what kind of structure the church may take, you may not have a pastor or elder, but you cannot operate the church without deacons.
你就可以发现执事在教会所承担的责任是何等的重要。
Now you can tell that deacons assume tremendous responsibilities.
那么执事到底是什么呢？
So who are the deacons then?
在圣经里面至少有三种的称呼或者三种的解释，如果加上一个女执事的，一共有四种。
And if you read the Bible, there are at least three definitions, and if you put a woman in there, it will be four.
第一，她是一个传道者，或者是一个牧师，或者是一个部长。
First, he could be a pastor or a minister or actually a director.
英文叫 minister 或者 ministry.
In English, it will be called ministry or minister.
这些人是广义的所有基督的工人都称为执事。
So all workers for God were called deacons.
这样的人能够用神的话语来供应别人，而且带领人到神的面前来。
And their duty is to provide God's words to people and also bring others to before Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前书第三章第五节，因为哥林多的教会闹了一些的问题，保罗写信给他们说，他们分门别类。保罗就对他们说，不管是亚波罗或是保罗，他们不算什么，他们只是一个执事而已。
As you know, the church in Corinthians got in some trouble, and then Paul said to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5, stating that no matter it's Apollos or Paul, they are all servants.
这里所讲的执事就是通称为教会的工人。
And here they all called God's worker.
在罗马书第十二章第七节，那里讲到圣徒的品性的时候，说到做执事的就当专一执事，做教导的就当专一教导。
If you study Romans chapter 12 verse 7, they're talking about what the Christian should be like, seeing that if it is serving, then serve; it is teaching, then teach.
在哥林多后书三章第六节说到是新约的执事。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 talk about the minister of the new covenant.
以弗所跟哥罗西论到教会的真理是讲到是福音的执事。
And the Ephesians and Colossians, it talked about the, that is the servant of the gospel.
那么这一类的执事就是传福音的人, 所以我们可以叫他是福音的执事。
So we should call these deacons of the gospel.
或者是话语的执事。
Or the deacons of the word.
那么广义的说, 他就是一个传道者。
So, in broader sense, their job is to be a pastor.
第二种执事呢, 被称为仆人或者管家。
And the second kind of deacons is called stewardship or minister.
那个哥林多前书第四章第一节说, 人应当以我们为基督的执事, 为神奥秘事的管家。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 stating that we should be as servants of Christ and those entrusted with the mystery of God has revealed.
你知道要求管家的只有一个要求, 一个条件, 就是他必须有忠心。
As you know, to be a minister of your home or church, there's one condition, that is, he has to be very loyal.
所以保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们, 不但是一个管家, 他也是一个主的仆人, 哥罗西四章七节这样讲的。
In the Colossians, Paul has mentioned that deacons should not be only a minister, but also should be a servant.
他提到一个很忠心的仆人叫忒基古, 在圣经里面多次提到这一个人, 保罗跟他同名, 同名写了一封信给哥罗西的教会。
As you know, that he mentioned many times the person Tychicus, and then he mentioned him as a wonderful, faithful servant.
那么我们所有基督的仆人也都应该是他的仆人或者他的管家。
So all servants of Christ should be his servant and slaves and ministers.
古时候的大户人家都有管家。
And you know, in ancient time, those wealthy homes, they do have a steward or minister.
一个大户人家有许许多多的仆婢，有许许多多的佣人。 那么他必须有一个人来做他们的头，来管理这些佣人们。
In those big families, they had many servants and slaves. They got to have a lead or head of these servants.
管家的权柄大到比少主人的权柄还要大。
And sometimes these overseers have great authority, and that authority is sometimes bigger than the master.
当一个大户人家的孩子年龄还轻, 还小的时候, 那么管家不但管他的财产, 也管这些孩子的行为。
And when the children of these wealthy people are actually young, and this overseer or minister will have to take care of his education, but also his wealth.
那么这个大户人家, 他的财宝, 他不是摆在看得见的地方, 是摆在一个隐秘的所在, 看不见的, 但是他有一张秘密地图, 来标示, 用暗号标示, 他的财产怎么样可以取得。 那么这个地图唯一知道的人就是仆人，就是这个管家。
You know, in big families, they do not open spread their wealth. They actually would hide their wealth and belongings in secret places, and then there was a secret vault, only with a certain map and key that you can get in. And this minister will have such authority to open that secret and know that secret place, open the vault.
但是当孩子还没有长大成人, 还没有继承传的身份的时候, 这个财产完全在管家的手上的账目。
So when the children were young, have not been grown up to be adult, inherit the wealth, then this minister of the family will have to take care of them all.
等他到了后化成年的时候, 他才能有继承的权利。
So when children turn into adults, then they would have the rights to minister the wealth of the family, finances of the family.
圣经里面你们记得有一个最有名的故事, 就是亚伯拉罕 跟他的仆人以利以谢。
And in the Bible, there's a quite a famous story that talked about the servant of Abraham and his role.
那么以利以谢当亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒长大成人的时候，要准备娶媳妇的时候，他就把这件大责重任交给他的仆人以利以谢去处理。So
when Abraham's son Isaac grew up and about ready to get married, then Abraham has to send his servant to help out.
所以这个仆人这个管家单单听从主人的差遣完全忠心于这一个主人
So this minister only is loyal to his master and listen to him
我们做神的仆人也应该完全忠心到神可以托付我们把大责重任交给我们管理
So we as servants of God should be so loyal to him so he will be giving us the big jobs and responsibilities to do
在加拉太书第一章有一节很宝贝的经文保罗说我如今是要得神的心呢还是要得人的心如果我仍然得人的心我就不是神的仆人了
Paul once said in Galatians 1 that am I going trying to win the approval of the human beings or of God or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
所以做一个仆人做一个管家再说清楚点做一位执事忠心是第一条件
So loyalty comes first being a servant, overseer or a deacon.
第三种就是王弟兄一再提到一个英文字 deacon
the third one is the word deacon
那就是今天我在这里说的我们教会的执事这一个职位
and that is the position that we're talking about today in our church
我记得有一次我来我们有两位长老有十位执事我们在一起就职我为你们祷告我为这个教会非常感谢神有这么一大串的忠心的仆人们在一起为了福音而奋斗。
I remember not too long ago, our church here in Peoria had 2 elders and 10 deacons. I felt this church was quite blessed to have so many people dedicate their lives for God's mission.
我刚才说过了，执事是教会很重要的一个职分，也是一个恩赐。
I've mentioned before that deacons are playing a major role in the church's function.
如果这个教会没有一段时候没有长老，没有牧师教会可以生存下去如果没有执事教会的工作就很难推动
and for a church without pastors or elders the church may still function but if the church has no deacons the church will cease function
执事像一个什么我用一个比喻不是恰当的就是像我们常常说一个管家婆一样的要管理这个家里面一切的大小事物
One parable of what deacons like is that deacons is like a housewife has to take care of big or small things or all matters of a church.
一个正常的一个健康的教会执事是会要禁止不可否则的话很难完成任务。
And for a healthy church that deacons have to do their jobs otherwise things cannot be done.
我们在北美的教会跟台湾跟大陆的教从前大陆的教会有一些不同的地方。
The churches in North America is a little bit different from the churches in Taiwan or mainland China.
我在台湾，我在香港牧养过教会，那么我们多半都是住的教会所提供的牧师的居住的场所。换句话说，执事的工作不但是为教会而做，也要为牧师的家庭而做。
I had opportunities to minister at churches in Taiwan or Hong Kong. Although during those times, the pastors have to live on church property, so the deacons have to take care not only the churches, but also the activities, the daily living of the pastor and pastor's family.
一个忠心的执事是负责到牧师的家庭、牧师的起居生活，以及在教会的弟兄姊妹生养孩子。大大小小的事情都要处理。
A very loyal deacon has to help the church not to take care of the pastors and his family, but also even take care of the brothers and sisters' family matters, including bearing children or giving birth.
如果我们把女执事加进来，这个执事的分量是有四种不同的 kind， 四种不同的类别。
As you know, the fourth concept of deacon is to have a woman deacon.
所以在三章十一节提摩太前书三章十一节那边有一个字女执事但是原文里面说是女人也是如此就是说做执事的人或者做女执事的人他们的条件是一样的
As you know that we studied in 1 Timothy 3 the verse 11 said that there was a word woman there means woman deacon that in the same way they should be worthy of respect.
你们手上打的圣经一定有英文的中英对照的，英文就是讲的 wife 执事的 wife， 那应该这个女执事应该是执事的妻子是比较恰当。
So in this comparison, that in more properly speaking, that this woman should be deacon's wife.
不过早期教会是有女执事，像罗马书16章第1节有一个很有名的教会的姊妹叫腓比，她就是罗马教会一个很出色的一个女执事。
As you know, that in the old times, in the old church, there were women deacons, deaconess, and it was featured in Romans chapter 16. There was a sister called Phoebe, and she was a deaconess.
为什么保罗要特别提到女执事，也指明这是执事的妻子，这是很美的一个意思。做执事的人要为神的工作尽本分，但是做执事的妻子要支持他的工作。
And here Paul specifically picked out a woman or deacon's wife is because not only deacons should serve the church wholeheartedly, but also the wife has to help him to finish his job.
在圣经里面，无论讲到牧者、讲到长老、讲到执事，他们的妻子所扮演的这个角色是非常非常重要的。In
the Bible, as you can tell, no matter if we talk about pastors or elders and whatever they do, but their wives, in terms of their roles, are very important in that ministry.
所以，如果一个妻子的跟丈夫不能同心， 或者信仰的立场不相同，很难使她的丈夫能够全心来做好上帝托付的使命。
Therefore, if a wife and a husband have disagreement in terms of their beliefs, then it will be very difficult for the husband or deacon to finish complete his job.
那么我们现在要来仔细看一看执事的名称，我们解完了，执事的资格应该是属于哪一方面，哪一些？
So we have just given the definition of what deacons are. Now let's talk about the qualification of being a deacon.
提摩太前书3章8节到13节讲得非常非常的清楚。
So 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8 and to 13 were specifically clearly mentioned what the qualifications are.
像这样一个重要的职位，我们要十分的谨慎来思考他应该是哪一类的人。
So for this very important job of the church, we should be really careful in selecting them.
大家如果记得我在讲长老的时候，讲到提摩太前书第3章1节到7节，那里讲到做长老的人有12个重要的条件。As
you have recalled that I have talked about the qualification of being elder, and which there are 10 qualification items in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
现在第8节讲做执事的也是如此，这一句话概括，就是做执事的人也应该有做长老的人同样的资格。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 8 begin with a sentence in the same way means that these deacons should be having the same qualifications as elders.
他并没有尊卑之分，乃是他们的职称的不同而已。
There's actually no difference in terms of their status, but only the name.
在教会没有阶级。
As you know, in the church, we don't have a church.
不一定是牧师大过长老，长老大过执事，执事大过信徒，绝对没有这个分别。
There's truly no difference that elders should be bigger and have more authority than deacons. Deacons more than the elders more than the deacons.
因为每一个人所领受的恩赐和你所受的责任不同，他的职分是不同的。
Because everyone receives different blessings from God, therefore your job is also different.
也是如此4个字，包括一切，你应该像长老一样的。And
here, in the same way, means that the deacon should be like an elder.
这里有3要和3补。There
are three things you should qualify, and three should be disqualification.
第一个就是必须端庄。The
first is to be respectable.
这个字要讲得更清楚点，就是要非常的正直可靠。
And that means you should be very reliable and have a good behavior.
那是他的行为。
That is talking about his conduct.
要存清洁的良心, 第5、第9节。
And that is to have an honest heart.
那是讲到他的生命要非常的圣洁。
It has a holy living.
做一个上帝的仆人, 或是儿女，我们必须立志每天过圣洁的生活，来荣耀他的名。
Being God's children or being servant of God, you should be determined to have carried on a holy life or daily in your daily living.
第九节的下面一句说，固守真道的奥秘，那是讲到他的信仰。
Verse 9, stating that you must keep hold of the deep truth of the faith.
一个人的信仰不够清楚，不够明白，不够坚定，是很难承担大的责任。
If your faith is not very sturdy and firm, then you cannot assume big responsibility.
这个三要是基本条件。
Those three important qualifications are very important.
不但有三要，还要有三不。
And there are three disqualifications.
不一口两舌，不要随随便便传话。
It speaks here that in Bible that you should not be not sincere.
有很多的话语啊，祸从口出，因为话语讲的不恰当，就造成了很大的混乱。
As you know, many disasters come from rumors, coming from our uncontrolled talking.
不好喝酒。
And number two, not to be given to drunkenness.
因为一个人酒后就乱性。
Because once you have become drunk, then you will lose your control.
所以这个是很要紧的，基督徒的生活行为要检点。
So for Christians' life and behavior, they should be watched out.
更大的一件事情，不贪不义之财。
And the last one it says, not being a lover of money.
贪财是万恶之根，保罗说的。
For pursuing dishonest gain, Paul says that is the origin of all sins.
有人因为贪恋钱财就被引诱离了正道，将用许多的愁苦把自己刺破了。
Many because of a love of money, and they deviate from the true words, and then being controlled by devil.
作为一个神的仆人，或者长老，或者执事，这些东西要严格的遵守。
So these items have to be followed strictly, being a deacon.
这是在品德方面。
It's talking about the behavior, conduct.
在灵性方面，在第九节以下到第十节，坚持要坚持那个出入，没有坚持出入教的不可做，但是要必须固守真道的奥秘。前面已经讲过了，但是再强调一次，就是信仰必须完全纯正。
And then let's talk about the spiritual life. You should be hold the deep truth of faith.And then your belief and faith should be pure and nothing against them.
我看过一些教会就是因为信仰的分歧造成教会很大的分裂，很大的破坏，这是不好的。
I have seen many churches because of their trouble with their faith, then church were destroyed.
所以他这里说要先受试炼，就是说必须有一段考验的时间，对他的忠诚度，对他的信仰的纯度有没有可疑之处。
Verse 10 says they must first be tested to see if they are loyal or they have true faith.
圣经说若是没有可责之处，仍可以叫他做执事。
And it says if there is nothing against them, then let them serve as deacons.
所以不是随随便便找一个人心里做执事好吗？这是很危险的事情。
So it's going to be dangerous if you pick anyone on occasion to be a deacon of a church.
在十一节、十二节更重要的讲到他的家庭。
And verse 11, 12 talks more about the importance of deacon's family.
所以那个女执事那个字出来的就是女人，她的家庭最重要的是她的妻子能够跟她可以同心一致来侍奉。
Here, most important is that his wife should be serving God wholeheartedly with him together.
这里说到，他的妻子必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠信。
It says here that women are to be worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate.
而且说到，只是只做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家。
Deacon must be faithful to his wife and must manage his children and his household as well.
所以在第三章第五节曾经说过，在长老那一部分，人若不知道管理自己的家，也能照管神的教会呢？
First Timothy chapter 3, first says, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
所以他的家庭是十分重要的。
So his family is very important.
还有管理他自己的儿女也是很重要的。
And the next is to manage his children is also very important.
因为儿女是你结的果子。 看，要看果子就知道树是如何。所以从儿女身上可以看到父母的性格。His
children are the fruit that the father and mother bearing. So looking at children will reflect upon what the true families are like, look like.
如果我们在品德上好，在理性上好，在家庭方面好，下面一句话很重要，因为善做执事的，自己就到了美好的地步，就你就。
And here it says,
无要之上,
if you serve well in everything in family and children and Holy Spirit, holy life living, then you have excellent standing in Christ and Jesus.
所以主耶稣曾经说过, 人在小事上忠心,
so Christ Jesus when said on smaller matters,
我们就必须要很认真地在每一件事上尽上我们当尽的本分。
So in every little thing, we should really dedicate ourselves, pay close attention and to God's mission.
这个跟中国的政治哲学一样的,修身齐家治国平天下。
And this is the same thing as Chinese philosophy, that you have to be take care of yourself and then behave good before you can take care of the bigger things for the nation.
同样的,贤主执事在早期教会定了三个很重要的标准。
And there are three standards in the early church in terms of how you pick deacons.
在《使徒行传》第六章第三节说，他们要有好的名声，第一个条件。
And then if you look at Acts chapter 6 and verse number 3, that they have good reputation.
要被圣灵充满。
They have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被智慧充足。
And also be full of wisdom.
那你表示什么呢？
What does that mean?
他是一个被人尊敬的人。
That means that he should be the one being respected by others.
他是一个属灵的人。
He belongs to, he has his full of Holy Spirit.
他是有才干能力来处理事情的人。
He has the ability and wisdom to take care of matters.
因为贤主执事来的最大的目的就是要他做事。
And the purpose of picking deacons is to take care of our church.
一个千年不变的原则，属灵的事。
So the one principle that will never change, that is, if it belongs to the spirit, religion, then that has to be loyal and should never change. Because we're not actually serving the matters on this earth, but we're actually serving the God. In order to go to heaven, that's how we pave our way.
所以他必须有从上面而来的使命才能完成他的工作。
That's why its mission came from above. We have to really honestly complete it.
那么执事的职责有哪些呢？
So then we talk about the responsibilities. What are they?
我认为执事这个名词中文换得非常非常的出神，非常非常的恰当。
I think the Chinese translation is very good in terms of what the duties of the deacons are.
如果你要向某一个机关写一封信，希望他帮你解决某些问题，你不知道那个负责人怎么称呼，最好用执事，那是很合理的。
If you're going to write a letter to an agency to try to get things taken care of, you don't know how to call that person, you should call that administrator.
对不起。 我讲太快了。执事就是做事或者执行事务，就是那些负责这一方面的工作的人员，就是这么简单。
And it's very important that the deacons are the ones to be called to take care of matters, and they're responsible for the daily conduct of the business.
初期教会的执事是很单纯的。
So actually, for the church, the deacon's job is relatively simple.
单单把这上万的人换食，预备好了就可以了，让他们每个人都吃得饱，都吃得舒服，没有乱言，就解决问题。And
the early times that as long as they get food adequately distributed, no one is hungry, they're all fed, then they did that job.
但是我也想一想, 要日本一万人吃饭不简单。
Figure that at that time to feed 10,000 people is not that easy.
我们每个礼拜天要 午餐100个人, 啊, 都不太容易, 啊, 要将大家都吃的时候, 当时教会有上万的人。
As you know, for our church, our Sunday fellowship lunch, we had to feed about over 100 people, and that was not easy.
彼得两次讲道就有8000人悔改。
When Peter was preaching to twice, and they also had to feed about 8,000 people.
再加上主把得救的人天天加给他们。
So every day, a daily matter that God has increased their attendance.
这些人他们信了主以后，他们遭遇很多的逼迫。
So those believers, after became Christian, they have been persecuted many times.
他们有的人失去了家庭, 有的人失去了工作, 有的人失去了他们的生命, 他们还是为了主的缘故, 继续努力。
Many have lost their family, lost their jobs, and many have lost their lives for God's mission.
所以教会是他们唯一可以栖身之所, 所以教会就负责他们的生活。
So church is the only place that they can dwell and live, and then they have to be taken care of.
你很难想象，七个人处理了这么大的事情之后，把教会带来一个很大很大的复兴。As
you know, these seven deacons have taken care of this huge church, and then the church, then how they can grow.
使徒行传第6章第7节，我很佩服这一节经文。
And if you read Acts chapter 6, verse 7,
因为知识会显出来了，彼得、约翰专心以祈祷传道为事，教会祈祷传道是最天大的工作，然后他们继续努力传福音，教会的结果如何呢？神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多。 后面还有一句话，也有许多的祭司信从了这道。As
you know, when the church was well taken care of, then God's words being spread, and then mission was successful. So the if you read Acts chapter 6 verse 7 said that so the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
三件大事同时发生。
Three big things happened at the same time.
本来魔鬼是要打败教会，因为他们处理得当，使神的道兴旺起来了，反过来了，更加兴旺。The
beginning, initially, Satan is supposed to be defeat the church. On the other hand, in contrary, the church has grown tremendously.
耶路撒冷在耶路撒冷的门徒数目加增的甚多，没有数字。So
in Jerusalem, the disciples grow to a degree that cannot be counted.
多得无法数算。
There are so many of them and difficult to count.
更重要的是，也有许多的祭司。你知道，当时最反对耶稣福音的人就是这份祭司。And
more importantly, there are many priests and became believers. As you know, those priests were against Christ most of the time.
很显然的，他们回过头来来信了耶稣。And
they turned their head and became believers.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们处理神的事物。 如果按照神的心意，你会看到那个你想不到的结果就出现了。So
brothers and sisters, if you go according to God's will and think about what you do, then the results were often unanticipated.
我们处理属灵的事，绝对不能用世界的方法，应该用按照圣灵的引导来做我们该做的事情。So
when we're dealing with spiritual matters, we should be led by Holy Spirit. Cannot be carrying on as your worldly matter.
最后一部分我要跟诸位讨论到知识到底做什么，讲了半天空讲的。
And the last part is going to be talking about our what the job of the deacon should do.
执事的事情是无所不包。So
deacons have to take care of all things in the church.
从教会的财务，不是财产嘛，财产应该是属于。 一些专业的财务的收支，这个是身材的保养。
We have to talk about deacons having first taken care of the finances of the church, the income for the church and its expenditures.
清洁管理,
the maintenance and cleaning of the church.
我们中国人说开门七件事, 教会是开门恐怕百件事, 你都要样样都要做到。
And many matters, we have hundreds or seven things that when you open your home, then you should have to take care of them.
圣餐的准备, 洗礼的准备, 主日学团契的教材资料, 各种节期、特会、婚丧喜庆的各种布置, 样样都是执事应该负的责任。
Deacons have to take care and be preparing for baptism, Holy Communion, church members' wedding or burial, or take care of the visitors, and all these jobs.
Yeah, 所以说合作的接待, 这个牧师的家庭的照顾, 刚才, 王队文也提到了, 还有, 各级不同的分类, 年长的, 年幼的, 姊妹的, 弟兄的, 儿童的, 种种切切的, 他们所需要的, 你都得要处理。
And also taking care of pastor's family and the needs of the elder, the youth ministry, and brothers and sisters.
So
it's just like a housewife. Now we have 10 deacons, therefore we have 10 housewives in our church.
分层负责逐级授传, 各做各该做的事情, 但是大家一起分工合作。
And everybody will divide the duties and conquer them and collaborate to get things done.
所以执事的行事为人、生活信仰都应该作为信徒的楷模。So
the deacons, in terms of behavior and conduct, they should be the models for the brothers and sisters.
让我们所有的人都有一颗心愿，羡慕这个圣工，愿意把自己献出去，摆在这个工作上。So
when they become the models, then brothers and sisters can follow and also do God's job.
执事们的无私的奉献，忠心的侍奉，才是教会最大的福气。So
when the church needs to thrive, that comes to the by the deacons' loyal dedication and selfless serve.
他从来不贪名不图利，只是把自己的无私的完全付出，来为了主的工作。Not
seeking self-fulfillment or fame, but yet they would like to get the church job done.
也有一些不良的，我也看过几十年的教会的侍奉啊，各种事态都可以发生，把一个教会打得一塌糊涂。虽然你有七个执事，十个执事，有一个执事不尽本分、不负责任，就是教会受很大很大的亏损。I
have encountered many not so fit deacons in the past. Even though in our church may have 10 or 7 deacons, if one of them is not doing his or her job, they will do lots of damage to the church. So when we're selecting our deacon, you have to be very careful, pick the most appropriate one to be the deacon for this church.
这个是教会增长的秘诀，是从前这个中华福音神学院的院长林道亮博士写的。Here
is the little pamphlet written by the previous Chinese ministry president. That's a secret of how the church can be successful.
我们要怎么样使教会不断的增长，是在有一些秘诀的。So
there are certain ways how the church may grow.
林牧师的教会没有长老，因为他是浸信会。他这里把了洛杉矶第一华人，这不是台湾的教会，这是讲了美国的教会。洛杉矶第一华人浸信会做执事的有九个一定这个条件提出来了。And
then Pastor Ling, who wrote this pamphlet with the ministry at the first Chinese church in San Francisco.
因为他们的教会没有长老，执事等于是长老。 所以他们的要求非常非常的严格。
In that church they had no elders but only deacons, so they had the strict criteria of how to become a deacon.
我念几条，我不能把它完全念，有的事呢我们做不到。
And I can mention a few of these items. Some of them we cannot really do it or follow.
第一，它是九个一定的，一定要有奉献的心智。 牺牲的精神是主的热忱。
And the first item says, you have to have your dedication, be willing to sacrifice for God's purpose.
第二，一定要有提摩太前书三章一节到十节的资格，这个时候我们已经讲过了。
And the
second, 第四 ，OK。
You should qualify for the items I mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13.
第三，一定要每天读经祷告。
Third, you have to read the Bible and pray daily.
第四，限制蛮大的，我觉得我们也可以稍微变通。一定要结了婚的弟兄，他们没有女执事啊，并且妻子要奉献的，甘心乐意协助丈夫做一个好执事。
Fourth, there had no woman deaconess, and they all have to be brothers, and they all have to be married, and their wives have to be as dedicated as the deacons.
第五，一定要能够教主日学，在属灵的事上起领导的作用。
Number five, that they have to be able to teach Sunday school, so they'll be the leader in the ministry of God's word.
第六，一定要有爱弟兄的心，在任何事上都愿意服务，特别是在探访方面。
And then sixth, they have to have a heart of love, so in everything they can serve the brothers and sisters, especially visitation.
我刚才提到一点，执事的工作包括连人家生孩子，你都得参与，做探访的工作或者送个礼物，怎么样子？所以执事是很重要的。
As I mentioned before, that the deacons should really pay attention to brothers and sisters who are going to give birth in their family.
第七，一定要无私的参加教会各样的活动。没有，你不要说这个事我不管，那是你的事，不是这样。要无私的参加所有的教会的活动。
Number seven, deacon has to participate in all kinds of duties that church given to him.
第八，一定要做信徒的榜样，除了操练之外，不和任何人做无谓的辩论，尽量少动口舌。
And number eight, it has to be not to argue with others and make other comments.
最后一点，一定要和牧师并其他的执事及教会各领袖合作，不随意迁怒他人。
So it has to be working with the others, leaders of the church, like pastor or elders, not to be quarrelsome.
是一个很高的标准。但是我们是可以达到的，如果我们尽我们的本分去做的话，是可以达到的。
But yes, we could reach them if we do a good job.
神要用的人是一个完全的人。
And as you know, the person that God picked to use is going to be a complete person.
因为你不但要服侍神，你也是服侍人的一部分。
You also have to serve people.
所以让我们 Peoria 的教会的弟兄姊妹，特别是执事们，能够尽我们的本分，能够我达到这个标准。
So wish that our 10 deacons here in Peoria will be able to fulfill these criteria and then serve God well.
我们到了2014年这个时候，2013年这个时候，再过一年，这个地方坐不下。
Maybe by the end of 2013, that this church be so full, there be not enough seats.
我记得我在10月7号来现场的时候，我发现人坐得满满的。我跟黄世摩讲，我说我们的意向太小了，怎么盖那么小的一座教堂
？As you know, on October 7th, when I was here to do the dedication service, this church was full. I talked to my wife, stating, "How come we had such little ambition that the church seemed to be not big enough?"
就是要教会增长，主的福音广传，世人能得救，那是我们的目的。
Our purpose is very simple: is to grow our church, spreading gospel, so world can be saved.
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless you all.
天父，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
教会的真理是博大精深。
The truth is deep.
我们只能在几个点上面来加以琢磨。
We can only understand a little of it.
这个教会的职分是何等重要的一群人。
And the servants of the church is very important.
他才是真正主的教会，主用自己宝血所买来的。
And that is the church that God has spent the precious blood to build.
求主帮助这一间教会，当我们把教堂硬体建造完成之后，我们如何能来建造主的属灵的教会，把福音广传，使许多人会得救，进入你的教会。
God bless the church. Now the structure has been done so we can work on spiritual life so many can become believers and come to this church.
就是让我们所有有责任有使命感的人尽心竭力来完成你所教会的使命。
So for those who have mission and vision being called upon and come here to serve and complete your call.
我们特别的这里为这十位忠心的执事们感谢你也为他们祷告。
We'd like to thank you for our 10 deacons and pray for them.
让他们真是尽最大的本分,尽心尽性,尽力尽意,爱主我们的神,也爱灵神如同自己。
So they can do their best and then dedicate themselves wholeheartedly to love God and serve you well.
不但奉献我们的智慧才能,更能奉献我们的生命在主的事工上能尽最大的力量。
Not only to contribute a way of work and wisdom, but also our lives for God's mission. So your church can grow, your name be held high, and then be blessed. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 非常谢谢大家。